Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 15 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. At the end of every 7 years, you shall cancel debts. This is the way it shall be done. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not require payment from his neighbor and his brother because Yahweh's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may require it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release. However, there will be no poor with you, for Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess. If only you diligently listen to your God's voice to observe to do all this commandment which I command you today. For your God will bless you as he promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you within any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall surely open your hand to him and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need, which he lacks. Beware that there not be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it becomes sin to you. You shall surely give, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because it is for this thing Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you to surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. When you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress. As Yahweh your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. It shall be if he tells you, I will not go out from you because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also to your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has been double the value of a hired hand as he served you 6 years. Yahweh your God will bless you in all that you do. You shall dedicate all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat it before Yahweh your God year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, and you and your household. If it has any defect, is lame or blind, or has any defect whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean shall eat it alike, as the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you that you poured your blood on the ground like water, that you are the perfect sacrifice for our sins, that you took our place, that you were the substitution for us. You died instead of us. And because of that, you have welcomed us into your family and given us life and freedom and forgiveness and grace and all the things that we love about you. So I just want to start the prayer there. Lord, again, I thank you so much for having a heart for those who are marginalized and poor. And here we see it again, how you ask us to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. How beautiful that is, Lord. I also love this picture of what a bond servant looks like. One who says, I have been your slave for these years, but now take the awl and pierce my ear and I will be yours forever. And Lord, we are called to be your bond servants, where we see all the generosity of you and we say, we are just unworthy servants who do what our master tells us to do. And we give you our ear, you pierce it, just like you were pierced on the cross, and we are now slaves of righteousness, which is much better than being slaves of sin. And so, Lord, I know my husband actually has a piercing in his upper ear, and when people ask him about it, this is the scripture he talks about becoming a bondservant of you. So Lord, thank you for that picture that I see every single day that reminds me that we are called to serve you out of joy and out of loyalty. And so Lord, help us to reframe our relationship with you that way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast, you can give it some stars or write a review wherever you're listening to it. That just helps it get into more hands. I'm not trying to be a megalomaniac and trying to build some sort of empire. My heart really is that this podcast would just get into the earbuds of those who need to know they're being prayed for.